Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas, Sarah, Malka, Bas, Rav Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Maaseros. We are in the fourth parak, Mishnayos Hey and Vav. And the following Mishnah deals with two separate topics. Topic number one is, when is a person allowed to eat kernels of barley without separating Maaser? And then the second topic is, when one is Chayim and Maaser to different types of plants. HaMakalif Seorim Makalif Achas Achas V'yochel. If you're shelling barley, you can go ahead and shell them if you're shelling and eating one kernel at a time, right? But if you shelled them and then you held them in your hand and you gathered them, so then you're chayev and meiser, right? Hamola melilo shelchitin. If you're rubbing roasted ears of wheat, so then what happens? Menapem miyad. You can sift the kernels by tossing them from one hand liyad to another hand, ve'ochal, and then you can eat it. But if you did the separation of the chaff from hand to hand, and then you stored it, then you're chayev. Kuzbash is zara lezara yarka yaraka pater. Coriander that you planted for seeds, the greens are separated from maaser. Zara liyarek misasaras yarek vizera. Right, but if you did planted it not for the seeds, but rather for the vegetable, for the leaves, so the green part, you're chayev on both the zera and the green part, the seed and the green part. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Hashemes misasheres zera b'yerek v'zirin. Dill needs you to separate the seeds, the greens, and the stems. But the Chachamim Omrim, Eino misasher zera b'yerek, El ha-shachalayim v'agargir b'yad. No species has to have mice separated both from its seeds and from its green part, except for shachalayim, which is watercress, and gargir, which is garden rocket. Those are the only two things that have such an obligation. Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Rabbi Gamliel says, continuing, tomorrow shall tilton to shachardov shall po halavan chayavos b'meiser. The shoots of fenugreek, mustard, and white beans are all obligated in meiser. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, hatzlaf, caper bushes, misasher, tomorrow's v'avios v'kafris. The caper bush needs tithing of the shoots, the berries, and the husks. Rabbi Akiva Omer, ein misasher ela avionos m'neshein pri. Only the berries need to have it. The berries and these cases are the fruit of the tree. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will complete the fourth parak. And Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow morning, we'll start parak. Hey, everyone, have a great day.